Well, Dean, 80 minutes where you'll have been really pleased with the play against a team that will be there at the end of the season, but no points. How do you reconcile that?
Well, obviously, it's sickening when these things happen to you. You know, you're 2-0 up with 10 minutes to go and they get a corner. We head the corner out, we deal with the corner, it gets just tossed back in and comes off, someone else heads it, and the lad, it's a brilliant finish in the bottom corner, gives him a bit of hope with 10 minutes to go, 2-1. And then it's our game to lose, I suppose. So, you know, they throw everything forward, they got nothing to lose, and they end up getting a penalty, which is a bit dubious. And then you think, well, you know, can you believe we've drawn this game? But you end up, you can, that can happen. Watch just happened, we end up losing the game. So it's sickening, and they played really well, the boys. I can't expect much more for them, really. We got a few knocks and we lost Sylvan yesterday, so I can't complain about the performance again. I thought we were excellent. We scored two great goals. You know, the free kick was an own goal, but we've worked on that. Dan Gardner scored a great goal. And some of the football was great again, and we kept the ball really well at times. It's just sickening, but we have to put it behind us and move forward.
What was Sam Hurd's view on the penalty?
Said he got his foot on the ball, but I'll have to have a look at it again.
And there was an incident in the first half when Dan Gardner got round Donovan Daniels and the referee pulled it to give a free kick outside the area. Do you think that was a pen?
Well, it was a pen. He's just gone back to the one outside the box for some reason. It was a penalty.
Yeah, it certainly looked that from where we were sitting. I mean, Dan Gardner, great confidence booster for him. He's been playing well the last week or two, but what a crackerjack of a goal.
Yeah, great goal. And you know, we had Tommy's made some good saves, but their keeper's made unbelievable save first half. And then Jay's hit Lee Novak in the face, I think, when it was going in. And we've had a few. Lee's had a great chance just on half time. We've had a load of chances. And when we went 2-0 up, I think everyone in the ground thought 3 points. But football just keeps slapping you in the face, and that's why everybody loves it, I suppose. That, you know, they were dead and buried, their fans gone home, delighted.
Well, an early slap game yesterday with Ebanks Blake in training. What's the situation with him?
I just felt something in his hamstring, so I just didn't play him today, just in case. You know, he tore his hamstring and was out for 6 weeks, so I just left him off. He should be all right for next week, hopefully. Obviously, we lost Angel. Drew wasn't right for the game. And we lost Liam O'Neill out there. I think his kneecap might have popped out and then gone back in. So hopefully that's not too bad, but you know, I can't see him being right for next week. Lee Novak had a dead leg. He had to bring him off. Got to try and get over this disappointment, really, and the players have got to get over it, because we've done really well and we've been playing really well, and we've played well again today. 6 games in, we've just played Wigan, who are going to be one of the top teams, and they've come back and fought back. Well played to them.
There was a surprise on the team sheet with Aribi on there. I think it was after the Ebanks Blake injury, I think, was there a late phone call to see if you could manage to winkle him back?
Yeah, well, I was pleased to get him back, and he's got to go back there now after the game to play for America again. But we got him back, and I pushed Lee Novak down the middle and played him on the right. And, you know, I was 10 minutes away from getting everything right today, but the corner gave him a bit of hope and they got back in it.
You've talked with defeats about trying to see the clock down towards towards the end. Will that be one of the things you'll be looking at in training this week a little bit more?
Yeah. Again, you know, win from a winning position, and there's certain things you don't do. You know, we've got 3 points in the bag and we're still trying to force another goal in the net, which is great for the supporters and people watching, but you know, winning teams don't do that. You know, they don't take risks when there's no need.
And finally, with Talbot possibly still out for next week, now Neil, does that look like a bit of a shop in the loan window for right back, perhaps?
Well, I'm going to have to look at the situation. Yeah, we'll see how everyone is tomorrow. Speak to the physio and see how they are on Monday. But you know, I said to him, I don't know what to say really to you, because we've done so well for 80 minutes, and that happens to you. So let's just get over it and move on.